5, but a different standard. Agenda paper 9.
In agenda paper 9, we analyzed the comments received on the constable in the season regarding how a parent accounts for consolidated financial statements. When the encyclopedia will may be settled by the exchange of a number of the parents' own equity instruments. The issue is about whether the parent recovered accounts for the share settled in Cyprus as a financial liability on a gross basis or a derivative liability on a net basis. At the previous meeting, the committee published a tentative agenda decision not to add this issue to its agenda because on the basis of the past discussions on cash settled in Cyprus, this issue is too broad to address efficiently, and the board is currently considering the requirements for all derivatives on an entity's own equity comprehensively as part of the FICE project. We received 5 comment letters. The Canadian Accounting Standards Board agreed with the tentative agenda decision. However, the Accounting Standards Committee of Germany, Deloitte and ESMA did not support it and expressed concern about increasing diversity in practice and structuring opportunities. They suggested a different way of addressing this issue. The Accounting Standards Committee of Germany suggested an interpretation. ESMA suggested that this issue should be addressed expeditiously without expanding the scope. Specifically, Deloitte expressed the view that this issue is about whether paragraph 23 of IS 32 requiring gross financial liability applies to variable share settlement, and thus this issue is not as broad as the conceptual issues on cash settled and Cyprus. On the other hand, EY supported the tentative agenda decision, but suggested amending the agenda decision to make clear that the committee's conclusions could be applied by analogy to similar issues. We analyzed those comments from 2 perspectives. If the committee thinks that it can limit the question to whether paragraph 23 of IS 32 applies to variable share settlement without addressing other questions and issues that might arise, then we think that it would be sufficiently narrow to be addressed efficiently. Then we'll bring further analysis to a future meeting of potential ways only for that narrow question. However, as noted in paragraphs 16 to 27 in this paper, this issue might lead to discussions similar to those on cash settled in Cyprus in the past. If the committee thinks that this issue is not limited to that narrow question, we recommend finalizing this tentative agenda decision. With regard to UI's comment, we do not think that the agenda decision could be applied by analogy to similar issues, because agenda decisions explain the reasons for not adding the particular question in the context of the facts pertaining to that particular question asked. However, to address the concern, we have proposed a few amendments to the agenda decision. The proposed wording for agenda decision is set out in Appendix A. How would the committee like to proceed? We'll now hand over to the committee.
Thanks, June. So who wants to kick off?
Since we referenced a delay letter, I'll go off. As I said at previous meetings, I still think that we can deal with a very narrow issue here and do a lot of good. I still think that without trying to open up all types of the puts and NCI, the whole focus, I think, of the narrow focus I want is on paragraph 23, where it says where an entity has a contract contingent obligation to purchase its own equity instruments for cash or another financial asset. What people are, some have interpreted that as, okay, well, if I then get to deliver a variable number of shares equal to the amount of cash, well, then I could turn that into not a financial liability. And I think all we would need to do then is just in that section, or for that sentence, refer them back to paragraph 21, which says, oh, by the way, if you have an obligation that you can settle in a variable number of shares equal to that, whatever that amount is, that doesn't get you out of a financial liability. And I'm not sure we need to do it as an amendment. I thought we might be able to do that as an agenda decision.
Okay, thank you. So you think it's narrow? Yeah. John?
I agree with Robert. I think we could do something in this with this issue. I mean, I say that a bit warily, given the NCI puts discussion, which went on for a number of years, which I was part of the tail end of. But I do think the question that's asked is narrow enough for us to deal with. I'm not sure it's an agenda decision, because I'm not sure that people reading paragraph 21 and 23 are sort of, you know, people are reading it differently, and I think validly coming to different views between those two paragraphs. But I still think we should take it on the agenda. And see if we could actually provide some clarity, guidance, or even an interpretation. As I said, I say it somewhat hesitantly because I think it would be keeping it narrow would be the challenge. But I do think the committee needs to find ways to keep issues narrow when it's asked specific questions, to actually deal with them and not to actually open up a whole lot of related issues, because then we just end up saying this is all too difficult and not dealing with it. So I think we need to find a way to keep issues narrow, answer the question that's asked, and I think this is one that we could actually do something with.
Okay, thank you. And
I'm in much the same place. I don't personally have any difficulty reading paragraph 23 and then reading the guidance in paragraph 21 that says if I use my shares as a currency, then I have a gross financial liability. However, if others felt that it was necessary to have an amendment in order to get there, I wouldn't be upset by that. I just don't think you need an amendment, because I think the standard is clear enough with the two principles in 21 and 23. In relation to what we might say in an agenda decision, if that were the route that we were going down, I would think that an agenda decision that referenced 23 and 21 together in an appropriate way, and then simply said, and that means you record a gross liability and stopped there, would be as far as I would want to go, given what happened with NCI puts before. But I think that is a way that we could go forward on. I think it would enable us to address it pretty quickly, and it would get consistency.
Jim?
I agree with Bob's comment that by narrowing this question as stated, I think an agenda decision is good enough to deal with it. Just put it in the scope of the paragraph 23, and without extending it, it will be more complex. I agree with this comment that we cannot keep extending issues to be overcomplicated.
Just for a second, if I can just ask the staff something. Personally, I'm not so sure about the ease of linking the two paragraphs, but setting that aside for a second, if we were to go with an agenda decision that did that, we'd have to do a new agenda decision and get comments from people, right? Because it's not what the draft said.
We would have to bring the issue back for and debate the specific question about whether paragraph 23.
Because I think the question for me would be elsewhere in the standard, wherever we mention things, we always list all of the, you know, cash, financial assets, or variable number of shares. Was there some reason we left it out here? So that's why I hesitate a little bit about the ease of just linking 23 and 21. Although I don't necessarily disagree with liking the outcome, I'm just, you know, being cautious for once. Reinhardt?
I guess I have a contrary view. I would support finalizing the agenda decision as is, on the basis that there are a number of interrelated issues, and trying to resolve the one aspect without addressing other aspects, such as where you've got a settlement and a variable number of shares plus a cash option, or what the day two accounting is, or puts or forwards over the parents' own shares itself. I'm not sure that really is helpful, particularly because we have the FICE project underway. It seems to be making good progress, so I'm not sure whether, even if we resolve the narrow issue, it would be in effect for a significant amount of time. So I would support the staff's view of finalizing the agenda decision.
Okay. Marie?
I think we understand that the general issue of non-continuing contest put is as broad, difficult, and when last time we tried to solve it, it was very, very difficult. But I think on this one, as it was said, I think you should try to do something on this narrow question, maybe at the IFRIC or maybe at the ISB with a narrow with a narrow amendment or something like that. We fear that if nothing is done, we'll see even more diversity and practice on this topic. And because the accounting is so different between if you consider you have a derivative or gross liabilities, putting a lot of pressure on the way it's done. So we are fearing a lot of structuring around this issue in some countries. I do agree that it will be better to wait for FICE, but I think FICE project will take quite a while. So if I think it's even the time this FICE project will be applied, I think it's really in a lot of years. So we'd prefer to try to do it, at least try to.
So just in terms of FICE timing, we're looking at a discussion paper hopefully next year, right? That's the target. Tony?
So I found this one a little bit difficult. I can see a narrow question. I'm not sure it's as narrow as written puts over non-controlling interests. I'm not sure how we could address that without addressing other things that are settled in a variable number of own shares. So yes, I could see something that was confined to linking paragraph 21 with paragraph 23, but I think it's broader than a written put over NCI. I don't think we could address just that. I actually agree with the folks who said there is a principle in paragraph 21 that ought to apply in these circumstances. Given everything that's gone before, I think this has to be something that we can't deal with through an agenda decision. Given all of the debates that have happened before, I can understand how you might make the link. I probably agree with you, it's too difficult to make that link through an agenda decision. But I could see how we could do it through an interpretation. Mm-hmm. But having lived through the previous, not on the committee, but having lived through the previous discussions, I think this is likely to go the same way. So I think I support the staff's conclusion. Not because I don't think we could deal with it from a technical perspective and link those two paragraphs and get to an answer, but because I think it stands a chance of disappearing into the same swamp that the previous attempt at an interpretation did.
Okay. Yang Su?
I just want to say I concur with Reinhard. It's going to be very difficult to keep this issue narrow. So I just support the staff conclusion to finalize finalizing this agenda decision.
Okay, thank you. Bertrand?
Yeah, maybe sorry in advance to ask for a candid question, but do we know whether there might be any implication so far of the FICE project into any decision we could take here? Is it too early? Do we have any idea? Or
well, under FICE, the board is pursuing or focusing on a particular approach, but that approach hasn't been exposed yet.
Okay.
We have not received comments on it. It hasn't been debated out in the public, so
okay.
I don't know how much we can we can base a decision on the general direction that the FICE project is.
Maybe taking. I can answer you more specifically, but hopefully without upsetting Manuel. Which would be say that similarly, well, FICE wouldn't make a distinction between the cash settlement and the variable share settlement when it looked at these instruments. Fair?
Then. We know that we might take a decision today that could be contradicted in a couple of years.
Well, I think it would be consistent, actually.
It depends what decision
you're
going to take, and we haven't brought the technical analysis back. We would have to do that, debate it within the confines of IS 32, perhaps with some background of where price is going, but we would have to look at what the answer would be under IS 32, I think.
I agree with that. I mean, what I think Manuel's tiptoeing around is the fact that we're talking about some different ways of doing the accounting for NCI put type transactions, which are, you know, very early stages, need to go to comment, et cetera, et cetera. But I'd still come back to the question that's being asked here, which is, did the fact that we didn't mention variable shares mean there was some fundamental difference just in the circumstance between a cash settlement of financial asset and a variable number of shares? I don't think we're saying anything different in the FAS project on that. Bob?
Just because every other option was put on the table. I'm just kind of curious of the staff. So when you did your analysis and thinking about annual improvement, was wondering why, I'm not challenging, but why that compared to interpretation? Because it seems to me like the literature is there. It would just be putting the link together, which seemed to be more of an interpretation than an amendment.
We haven't done any analysis about what direction we would take if you were to answer the question how that would be implemented through an interpretation or an annual improvement. We'd first have to see whether the committee would be able to form a consensus on the narrow question, and then we can decide about whether that's best done through an interpretation or an annual improvement.
Andrew?
Just in relation to looking at the FICE project, while I would, like many, acknowledge that good progress is being made, I suspect that we're a number of years away from a final standard still. And on the point, would that do anything to any decision we took now, I feel slightly uncomfortable at looking ahead to an exposure draft or a project and thinking about what we would do in relation to current standards because of that, given that we're a number of years off. The other thought that I have is that there is the agenda decision here, but the agenda decision doesn't actually tell me anything. And I would far rather try to find some way of being helpful to constituents in working out what to do here. Because if we issue an agenda decision as drafted, while it's certainly an agenda decision and saying we're not going to do anything, it also doesn't give any value.
John?
I would argue that the agenda decision is where it opens the door for other types of equity instruments settled in a variable number of shares to be considered the same way, that which is the point that was raised in the EY letter, which really wasn't about applying an agenda decision by analogy. It was that the implication of what we say in that agenda decision is that we're therefore, paragraph 23 is therefore equally unclear for where you have your own equity settled in a variable number of your shares, and therefore the same accounting lack of clarity would apply. So that's why I think that the issue is much broader than just the question that's asked in the submission.
Okay, Mikhail, did you have anything you wanted to say on this topic?
Sorry, the coming a little bit late here, I think, from the lunch. Didn't you when we got started again, but I guess we are on topic 9.
Yes, agenda paper 9.
So, yeah, and in my mind, we should follow the structure that we said from the beginning, meaning that we should not have any new view on this. We should not think that this is a possible to have this narrowing solution.
Okay, thank you. Staff, do you want me to ask the questions in the order we have here, or do you want me to ask first? Might be simplest if I ask first whether committee members can support the proceeding with the draft agenda decision, and then if not, we'll come back to the bigger question, if that's all right. So first of all, can I ask for a show of hands in terms of who would be, who would prefer to go ahead with the agenda decision for the staff preference?
As drafted.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Miguel, are you happy to go ahead with the staff recommendation to finalise the agenda decision as written?
Sorry, what was the question to me? It was a bit bad connection there.
Sorry, we're asking whether you could support finalising the agenda decision as set out in the staff paper.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, so that's 9. So thank you.